I can't rush myself right now, even if I try. There's something on me. It has been since I came down this morning. Don't quite know what it is yet, but when it comes, like, he's on me, and I should say the intercession or the power or the standing in some gap that I feel. It's very, very powerful. It's when the mountain goes down, you know. But I've been listening and trying to understand what it is. And when I get too close to it, I just start crying. So every time I stop for a moment and listen, thing is, this time the groanings, which can't be uttered, I should say, they seem to be laced with some kind of joy, like some kind of victory is getting sewn up or something. Dotala hurabek. For change you shall enjoy these things, you'll see, and much more. So hang on and be strong. He said right at the end, I look at adversity as an opportunity to prove that they're all wrong. What is this? Am I rapping of a prophecy or something? Hallelujah, Jesus. All right. The darker it gets, the brighter, obviously, you're going to shine. For in the times to come, like in times past, when there was depression, persecution, that sinners would run to him. This time at first, it won't appear to be so. But you'll see. At a certain place, it'll all turn. And you'll see. For I will reap my harvest, says the Lord. So be strong on my behalf. And be strong with your confession. And know that I can overturn all adversity. Hallelujah, Jesus. Boy, I like that. I've been hearing a lot of it's coming, but I like this kind of prophesying. You know. How many of you like to not be caught by surprise? God doesn't particularly like you to be caught by surprise either. Fred, both of you come up, stand here. Right here is good. Every person who will allow me, I'll bring you from glory to glory. I'll change you. He was saying this. He says, not only am I doing something here, he said he's doing something in me. So he says, as sure as I can take you from glory to glory, I got another place in my glory for you. And something has been passed. So you're going there. And the good part, it'll help you understand this journey a whole lot more when you cross this line. I'm so glad, Fred. In Jesus' name. I don't mean to keep you standing. You can very gently be seated. I don't know. This. Yes. I can earnestly say this. It's on me now. Just a little different. I was waiting for a sign from Gary's teaching for what I was going to teach on when he mentioned fasting. That was it. That was the sign. So I'll break fasting down on the feasting days. I had some scriptures laid out about our position that I thought would be real good to put out ahead of the ministry here. But sure enough, Gary, you don't get in it there. So I said, now what are you going to do with me? I don't like to spend time seeking you and then you give me what somebody else is going to teach. In the same meeting. Yes, can you see? I met you. I know that statement. For if you're going to go somewhere you haven't went before, you're going to have to do something you haven't done before. Twas curanda. I've heard that before. Years ago, I think. And then just recently again. Cholo bache. No hoes que desa. Bueno mas que soa. So, as you make this journey now from realm of glory to realm of glory, you'll marvel at the things that I do. And you'll be glad that you began this journey way back when. You'll be glad that you stayed and fought the good fight. For the reward is not based on just the fruit alone. The reward is based on the time, the hours, your life. For which of you intending to build a tower sets not down first and counts the cost to see if you have sufficient to finish it? And for he who in every aspect of his life chooses me over all else is counting the cost and will finish his tower with great reward, saith the Lord. How would you miss here? Heo chimeso ato baliskiso tome eskidomate lo hoskese. For many believe that in this hour they were called to be my entrepreneurs. But when the blessing began to come, then you left my side undone. For you thought you had it in you to do what was right. Woshkinensinda. What about this kid? But I can hear you cry. You don't have to miss this again. Pero as crece, donde fermento pesquides voce, donde crece. For there's those who listen, but not as many as I want to number. For I can say to one, go, and he'll go, and to come, and another one will come. That there's many, many things I want to do to bring the blessings to you. For there's so many called in this hour. For this work will be a quick work in proportion to works that has went on in the past. You'll see my revival fires burn. And you'll rejoice with great joy that you got to go through the parts that weren't favorable, the parts that was against you, that you had to fight the good fight. You'll rejoice with weeping and tears when you've seen what I was able to bring through your intercession, saith the Lord. Yes, I'll give you the chance. I think I would take it. If I tried to go on a longer fast or something kept failing, somebody says, do you come up here? He'll pray for you and you'll make it. Much more entrepreneurship. You know I don't do this. To be you, you have to know that you've blown it. You had it, and you knew you did. You had it, and it started to come, and you used it wrong. And in that, I mean just not obeying Him. If that's you and you want to come up, I can guarantee change. I mean, what did He say? The root of all evil is what? If that was me, I'd sure be in the line. Come. Ushers, I think you should position yourself and Gary, Mark, and some of you. Come on. Of course, you can bring your wives, whatever. Just come up here. Tim, are you there? Leah? Ushers, I mean, maybe somebody behind everybody, okay? Ushers, I need somebody behind everybody, okay? I mean, until the other guy moves you over. We're going to pray this all at once, and then we're going to go to you and stand and listen for a minute. So I don't know what's going to happen. So I don't know how far He's going to go with this. But just remember today, will you? He's had His fingers in that too long, you know. You people are as called as we are. Just because we handle the word, doesn't make any difference in us. It's all one body. Come on, get shot at. It won't hurt you. Get shot at. And do it again. Set yourself in agreement with me, please. Father, these ministries almost virtually unknown in the world. What you said, the love of money being the root, that every kind of evil can be traced back to the roots, and it just, oh, Father. And this glory, from glory to glory, changed into His image. This phase of revival, hallelujah, walking on water, division of fish and loaves, and entrepreneurs that run ahead. And what are you doing? You're destroying something in hell's plan. Devil, I don't care if it worked in the past. I don't care. That's about what moving it forward is about, isn't it? You're not taking this step from us. So, Father, I thank you. I thank you for that moving of the Spirit has taken them across a barrier. You plowed somewhere on the other side of something, and you're reaching back to pull some people through now. And this is the first thing you want to deal with. Hallelujah. So there's that much glory, that much power. So Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, saturate them with your glory. Now. Just lay them down. They're okay. Yeah. The glory and faith that is yours is manifesting in you. This is why that he has to turn loose. It's not his choice. He has to. For you'll see. For you'll come back with testimony. In Jesus' name. Yes. Glory to God. Father, she's given her life to you. And devil, in what area? You're not holding her back. See? You will not do it. In Jesus' name. It is so done. Yeah, you're right, aren't you? And take this and put it with that. You'll finish it. Jesus' name. Oh, yeah. In Jesus' name. I know. I don't think he's going to give me too much personal stuff. I don't know much about entrepreneurship. I thought maybe one time I would be one. But I got slacked real good. I got scourged. She is, isn't she? Isn't she? You know the part I like? You're going to find out that you're stronger than you ever been. You just wait till the steel is tested again. That's right. That's what we think, isn't it? Good old boy, said she. You know, how many things would he be reaching forward for from glory to glory in preparation for revival? The masses of deaf and dumb and wheelchairs and Why wouldn't he harvest there? If he'll harvest there, why wouldn't he harvest here? What is his equivalent? When you go up against the entrepreneur devil, you've better put a good smooth stone in your sling. He's big and he's ugly. Shobadakesi. Oh, Goliath, you know. Said, you puny Israelite, you think you have God? I'm going to show you something. He says, yeah, you defied the armies of the living God. I'm going to show you something. Big mouth kid standing there with the sling in his hand. Pretty soon, Goliath had a migraine headache number 9. You know how fun the fight gets when there's an occasional victory. You know how fun it gets when you taste that sweet taste of victory along the way. This roads are just strewn with Goliaths laying on each side. Why wouldn't he? The strongest strength is the strength of my grace. The strongest empowerment is by my love. You receive these things and you'll not lack. You'll see, for all of you that'll walk in this, will walk in victory. Oh, Yeshua. I don't mean that. I meant the last part. Don't ask me to quote it. I can. But something about victory and faith and something like that. So in Jesus' name, release your glory now. Now. You know, when I entered into the love of God, this is all I could do. I think a year. Get up and cry and try to minister. Boy, did it become real. What if this becomes real as that did? I understand now. The intercession has pulled something down. Father, in Jesus' name, I think my part, of course, gone. My part. Now, but the part they understand. How could he so let you know it? It was a tablet, and it, this time what was written on it turned into gold. But I couldn't see. But there was a lettering of a promise, and it turned into gold. And something to do with his plans. Explosion, expansion. I can't. That part I don't understand. But it just turned into gold. And something was purified and it just went, whatever that means. Okay, it started at the top and the commands were in engraved, and the engravement got deeper and deeper where it was so easy to read. And as it went down the tablet, then that became engraved very deeply and was easier and easier to read, the clearer that it got. Okay. Holy Genesis. For I've planned for the merger of other parts of the body that have been perfected in certain areas. And at a certain point in revival, they'll merge with you to make my body more complete and more effective. You'll see when the time comes what I was talking about, saith the Lord. Who are they? What are they doing? A fleet of airplanes or something? Come on. How were the firebrands going to go? God. Please. Please, because I can't go anywhere at the moment. Go get that mic.
While he was speaking earlier, while everybody was standing up here, I saw someone running and grabbing handfuls of money and putting it in a bag. It was just like picking it up off the ground and putting it in a bag. It's going to be like that. With this anointing, it's going to be like just picking it up and putting it in a bag.
He saw that before this. When did you see that?
Well, everybody was standing up before.
This before this. Tim, some of the recent steps you've made with the receiving of money, it's made a difference. And with ourselves, filing the tithe where it belonged under the law, we did our part. We're supposed to hear things like this with the economy the way it is. That's just like you, God. It's just like you. Come on. Yeah, you can do it. No, yes. For I filled you up with my word so that I could pick you up and put you in this place. So be strong. Ooh, I guess he's going to meet up with some money somewhere. It's okay. Listen, because your mouth wasn't blabbing word, and you know, getting every horn like their mouth. Oh, come on. You think the mouth is all there is? Jay, come on. We just convey information. That doesn't mean we get more reward.
Well, somebody got saved.
Well, yeah, somebody got the dollar and gave it. They got saved on, didn't they? I have a vast feeling inside that I'm departing from a comfortable realm I was in, where I knew enough about every facet of ministry he used me in to do it myself, but I don't think so this time. Hey, you had to have counted the cost. You probably wouldn't be here. But because you did, you opened the door. You're on an interception course with something. But I can tell you this. In this line, you got moved down the path. So be strong and get stronger. Because when you were supposed to not go on, you did. And that's where you really defeated him. So don't you think for a moment that he's not watching you. Listen, is your anointing in her in Jesus' name? Listen. Watch her. I know sometimes you feel a little grain of sand or something. I felt like an ant. Rosalie has an ant farm. And that's all they do is they work till they die. And then they carry them off and throw them in this place. And they keep digging these burrows all over. You can watch them dig through the glass. You think, you mean he's watching, he's ministering, he's fellowshipping? Yes. I asked God, how big is he? He gave me a little picture. I had to yell, stop. I saw him traveling the speed of light across the beach, across the sand. Ever greater sand was a galaxy, per se. And by the time he sped past that at the speed of light, we could have lived and died, and he couldn't even measure the time. God being who he is, which is love. Love can't be loved by itself. And there isn't three in the Godhead so they can love each other. That's where you come in. We got him backwards. Love can't love by itself. That's where you came in. Don't have time for you. That's all he has for you. He's God. He's your Father. If there's something about what you can give him that he wants. I would have to think so after him making us our family, his family. So don't let the devil isolate you and feel alone. You got all that in your corner. Don't take it. You don't have to listen to him. Look who's in your corner. Yeah. He's pulling you through. You know, this last one isn't going to go 100 years. I'd be shocked if it lasted out our generation, however. Who knows that time? A lot of prophets have sent people to the tops of mountains to wait for him, and they were wrong. You can't call the exact time. All you can do is have a little look at the signs of the time. This looks like it's nearing one of the last generations. He's not going to wait 50 years to do some great things. Even 10, it wouldn't matter if it was 50 years ago. He still wants to do the same thing in you. And use you the same way He's going to use you. When your time in this glory shakes, shakes. Oh man, yes. Oh, Shantale. And we wouldn't think for a moment that all things would stay the same. What did He say? Not drunk on wine, wherein is excess, but be you filled with the Spirit.
How might we do that?
Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks for all things to God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, so who are we ministering to ourselves? What did He say? Don't be drunk on wine. Where is excess? I used to think it was when we can't stand up anymore He was talking about. Well, I'll tell you, I'm so blessed. I seen a guy trip on a cord, and then he acted like he was in the Spirit. And I went, oh, brother. But this is what He was talking about. He says, not excess of wine. Not excess of wine, but in worship. So what makes the worship like wine? What is He talking about? Stumbling around or what? Not exactly. What effect does wine have on your senses? You could be like David standing there, Goliath roaring at you. I'm going to kill you, big old... 7'8", just towering. I'm going to kill you, little David standing there. That's like Wally Cox when he went in the bar and Arnold Schwarzenegger's down at the end after 5 tequilas. He thinks he can whip him. His senses were impaired. He thinks he can whip him. He'll have a rude awakening when he gets down there. What does worship do in the face of Goliath? It can baptize your senses in such a way that instead of looking at a mountain that won't move, you're looking at one that's packing up. We'll have to teach more on that sometime again. Coming back here. The worship that is going to ignite must carry. It must carry this presence. It must. Ooh, for I can say that we're all going to have to learn the things that we've learned to survive out there and to go from glory to glory. And now it's getting to be our turn. Woo. So, come on, Jesus' name. Usually it's your service. This time it was His. I'm not saying we didn't get in on it. This time it seemed to be His service. Like usually we're stacked up with the needs. But this time, I don't know. Something different. So, yes, I know it had to do with that, Father. For some of you that counted the cost, you could finish the tower. And that's in the teaching. If any man come to me and hate not or love less than me, mother and father and brother and sister, and wife, family, and his own life also, cannot be my disciple. For which of you intending to build a tower and set down first, count the cost, whether he be able to, sufficient to finish it. lest those that walk by mock and say, this man began to build and couldn't finish. So he's down there counting the cost, calculating every nail, every board. He wanted to finish his tower. What do you think he said? What cost am I counting? Back up to that verse again when he says, if man come to me and does not love less than me, father, mother, wife, children, lands, houses, and his own life. When he got to that part, I said, huh? He said, you follow yourself instead of me. What cost am I counting? The cost I'm counting is whether or not I'll choose him over mother and father and wife, children, houses, and land. I used to think, you want me to love you more than them? He says, yes, I do. Because that's the only way you're going to love them more than you. More than you can love yourself, more than you can love the world, more than you can love anything in it. By loving me more, that's the only way you can love them more. Because you'll not only prepare for this life, you'll go the second step and prepare them for eternity. So I'm counting the cost, whether I have not sufficient to finish it. Well, then I'll be back to the just say yes. Because many of you had to say yes to that and lost something. I mean, you walked away from it in election to his call. And you said, okay, then it just looked like you utterly was a failure. That's you just made a mistake. Oh. He said, because you said yes to me, today was the first step in certain areas that my glory is being released so I can say yes to you. You say yes to me, and today I say yes to you. That's what he said. So come on. You'll think you count it some cost. You'll find out. Come on. I needed the building material and didn't even know it.